Ontario Way, Northwest London. Hey Nissan, 21st of March. Rabbi Zalman Krasnow. The Golem of Chelem and the Clothing Conundrum.
Good morning. There's much dispute as to whether or not the Maral of Prague ever made a goyim. Harbei kol musim nishbru al nisei zeh. Many quills have been broken. One thing that's for certain is that there definitely was and is a concept of a goyim. We'll see that has sources in the Gemara, and we'll work our way down to the latter day Achrayim. So we begin with the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samachayim and Beis. Rava Bara Gavra. Rava created a man. Shadre L'Kamed, Rav Zera, he sent him to his friend Rav Zera. Habakamishtai Ba'adei. Rav Zera started talking to this individual. Unbeknownst to him, this fellow was created by his colleague Rava. V'loy Habakamahadrele. And this Goylum, we'll call him, was not responding to Reb Zera, who was conversing with him. Amr Lei, Reb Zera says to this fine fellow, Min Chevraya At, I see that you are the Maisa Yadayim, the handiwork of my Chevraya, my friends, and you are not a normal human being. Hadar La'afroch, return to the dirt that you came from. This is a Gemara, let's see Rashi. Samachayim and Bezin Sanhedrin. Bara Gavra, Rabbi created a man, Zot Rashi, Al Yidei Sefer Yitzira. Rava used Sefer Yitzira, which we'll get to in a minute, what that is, who authored it. Rava created a man, Al Yidei Sefer Yitzira, Shemilamda Yitziruf Oisiyos Shel Shem. That could be Mitzarif, the various Oisiyos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, used the Aleph base to create the world, Shemus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with that, you have the power to create a person. V'loi Hava Mahadrevei, he could not speak. This goylem, this is the definition of a goylem, somebody who cannot speak. So he says, Min chevrayat, Zokrashi, hanivroim al yidei achaverim at. I see that you're created from my friends. And then the Gemara continues to quote a story of Chanina and Reb Oishia. Reb Chanina and Reb Oishia have yasvi kol ma'alei Shabbos. So they would sit every Erev Shabbos, every Friday, v'aske b'sefer Yitzira. And they were busy learning Sefer Yitzira, umivr lehu igla tilsa v'achlile. They would create for themselves a fat cow and eat this cow. Zok Rashi, igla tilsa tupshatim, either it's a large cow that's already reached a certain age, which is its fat estate, or the third cow that's born, which is toy v'baltam. So this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samachayim Eves. The Makar of Reb Chanina Reb Oishia finds itself a mere two-blot later in Samach Zayin Eves. And I want to go read the source because we'll see Rashi says something very important. The Gemara over there says, Gemara over there is talking about doing various types of black magic, Kishuv, Achiza Seinayim, sleight of hand. The Gemara says there is one type of what we would call magic that seems to be mutter. The Gemara says, "What's mutter lechatchila? Kidr Reb Chanina, Reb Oishia, come out leShabbos every Friday. Have askim behilchas yitzira, umivri lehu igla tilsa v'achli le." Zok Rashi, askim behilchas yitzira, umimela abri lehu igla tilsa al yedei shayu mitzarfim oisdes Hashem shebehem nivra ha'olam. Now comes the punchline of Rashi. Ve'ein kan misho machshefos. This is not called kishuf. That there'll be an iser of magic. This is considered Maisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's Shemais of Kedusha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and to use those Shemais to create either an animal or a human being will not entail any Isser. This is two Gemaras in Sanhedrin, Samachay and Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Comes along the Chacham Tzvi in Shuvos, Shuva Tzadik Gimel, and he clears the following Shiloh. Nistapakti, Adam Hanoitzer al Yidei Sefer Yitzira. If somebody will be created, a human, through Sefer Yitzira, like the Gemara said in Sanhedrin, Mi Mitztarif La'asara, can you use him for a minion? Okay, so you live in some far out provincial town, you only have 9 people, three Baal Shem days where you had a Haftacha that if you had 9, you'll have 10. And you need a minion. Klar is the Chacham Tzvi. Maybe you can use a Goylem that was created, they say, for Yitzir to be Mashlim for the minion. Then the Chacham Tzvi says something fantastic. He says, my ancestor, Reb Elio from Chelm, who was known colloquially as Reb Elio Baal Shem, and it's important, we'll get to that at his side, there was two Reb Elio Baal Shems. Some people like to get confused that the Maral didn't make a Goylem, but his Talmud, Reb Elio Baal Shem, made a Goylem. The problem is that there was two Reb Elio Baal Shems. Reb Elio Baal Shem, who was the grandfather of the Chacham Tzvi, was not the Elio Baal Shem, who was the Talmud of the Maral. So this learned and educated approach to say that maybe the Maral's Goylem was his Talmidim's Goylem that he had a hand in is not a good raya from the mere name Elio Baal Shem, because there was more than one Elio Baal Shem, and Elio Baal Shem, who is the ancestor of the Chacham Tzvi, is a different Elio Baal Shem. So he says that my grandfather, Elio Abbez and Lechel, made a Goylem. So the Chacham Tzvi wants to know if we could use him for a minion. What are the study Hashayla? Me, Amrin, undo, he say, Kivan Dechsev, since the Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael, that whenever there's an Indian of Dabar Shabakdusha, they need a minion. It's V'nikdashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael, amongst the children of Israel, Loi Mitzdarif. This guy's not B'nei Yisrael, he's created by a human. He's not B'nei Yisrael. Therefore, you can't use him as a minion. Oidilma, or do we say, Gemara in Sanhedrin, New Testament Beis, if somebody raises a yasam in their house, it's as if they gave birth to them. The Gemara brings a raya. Did Michal give birth to these children? No. God bless Michal, raised them, and therefore it's considered the offspring of Michal. Hachanami, Zokta Chacham Tzvi. Since this is the offspring of tzaddikim, it's their actions. The actions of a tzaddik are their offspring, and therefore we can consider them full-fledged Jews, that we can count them for the minyan. This is the klar of the Chacham Tzvi. And he's saying that it has practical ramifications, because his grandfather, Leo Michal, created a Goylem. Sidebar, I once read an article that in Chelm they weren't stupid. They actually were quite clever. And they were self-deprecating. They didn't want to look as smart as they really were. And therefore, they would make jokes about themselves, like in the Vardik, to say that they were stupid. But really, they were clever people. That's where we have the source of Chelm jokes. Perhaps as another pshat we could say is that if there was a Goylem in Chelm, maybe all the jokes about people that weren't, you know, the full capacity comes from maybe the Goylem in Chelm. But that's just hypothesis. Zok the Chacham Tzvi. Venerally, the Kibbutz Ashkechon the Reb Zera, since we found this Gemara, the aforementioned Gemara in Sanhedrin Samachem Abbas, who said to the fellow that Rabbi created, Min Chevrayat, Shuvla Afroch, you should go back to the dust that you were created from. Haresha Harga, he killed him. Zogda Chacham Tzvi, how could Reb Zera have killed Rava's creation? If you're going to tell me, if we could use this fellow as a tenth man for the quorum, so why are you killing him? He has tachlis. He has a point. He was good for Dabar Shebekdusha. Elamai, Zogda Chacham Tzvi, it must be a raya that you cannot use a Goylem for a minion, because if you would have been able to use it for a minion, then Rav Zera would not have killed Rava's Goylem. Now, Chacham Tzvi says something very important. He says like this: even though there would be no Isser Shvichas Damim, there's no Isser of killing, of murdering this Goylem, why is that? Because the Pasuk says in Bereishis Tes Vav, Shofech Dam HaAdam BaAdam Dama Yishafech. That if you kill a person, you spill his blood, you're a murderer, if you spill the blood of a person who was created through a person. Zakta Chacham Tzvi, Dafka Adam Hanoitzer Toich Adam, Dahainu Ober Hanoitzer B'mei Imoy. Only a fetus that was created in its mother's womb, Hu Dechayev Alei Mishom Shvichas Damim. Yotza Hu Gavra, Debora Rava, Shaloi Nas B'mei Isha. He wasn't created through Mei Isha, but And therefore there would be no iser of murder, but since there is a te'eles of using him for a minion, if you would be allowed to, well, Rav Zera would not have killed him. Elavadai she'enem mitzdarf la'asorah l'chol dover she'bikdusha. This Chacham Tzvi is used as the springboard. This is the earliest source that doctors and Rabbanan that are passing medical ethics and medical issues use this Chacham Tzvi as a springboard for all sorts of fertilization issues or genetic engineering, genetic mutations, all these type of things. This Chacham Tzvi is basically the earliest source that only something that was created, Bimei Isha, has an Isser of Shvichas Damim of Hariga, but something that will be created in a Petri dish, in a laboratory, that will be created through our Maisa Yodayim. There would be no Isser Shvichas Damim, and this is first base for all of these types of shilas, whether or not there would be any iser to remove or kill such an organism. So this is Chacham Tzvi, She'ela Tzadikim. Comes along the son of the Chacham Tzvi, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, and in his tshuvas, he talks about his father's tshuva in She'ela Pei Beis. He says the following thing, that which my father clears in his sefer, in Siman Tzadikimel, in tshuvas Chacham Tzvi, Benoitzer al yidei sefer yitzira. Somebody who's created through sefer yitzira in mitzdarif la'asar. The fact that Rabbi Yaakov Emden on his father, he doesn't understand what his father is clearing. Kashali, ma'ikomi boyale. What's the shayla b'chal? Atumi adif mecher reshaita v'katan de'ena mitzdarif. And if you have nine people and you have a katan that's sitting there, is a goylem better than a katan? A katan you can't use for the minyan. So how can you use a goylem? A goylem is not any better than a katan. A katan at least has das kalisha. He has shvacha das. The goylem is much less than that. So what's the hava mean effect of Yaakov Emden on his father? That you could use a goylem. And he says even weiter, the katan is definitely a ben Yisrael. He's definitely within the parameters of the Mikdashi, the Seich b'nei Yisrael, and yet we're still saying you can't use them because they don't have das. So what's the difference? He's going to become a full-fledged bar das. This goylem not. So he says, "Hi, Gavra, the Labar Dehu Klal Tzricha LeMeimer Mia B'Chal Cherishu." So Gavra wants to say that maybe this Goylam is like a Cherish. He says, "How do you know he's a Cherish? Because Rav Zera was talking to him, and he didn't answer him back." So he says, "Perhaps we'll say the fellow, this Goylam, was a Cherish." Then he says, "Ela Sheish LeDaktik B'Chayr Nira Shahaya Shemeya." He was definitely hearing, because Rav Zera sent him. To Rava sent him to Rav Zera. How did the Goyim know to go to Rav Zera if not for the fact that Rava told him? So Elamai, he was able to hear. So he was a cherish hashemeya ve'enoy medaber that has a din of a pikeach l'chol davar. But then Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that he doesn't agree with this habamina that it was a cherish hashemeya ve'enoy medaber. He says aval ein ze nira emes ki im hayu by koyach hashmiya. If Rava would have been able to create a being that had the ability to hear, Hayuroi Gam Lekoyach Hadibur, which should have been able to speak also. Elamai, it couldn't hear and it couldn't speak, and Rava merely signaled to him with his hands that he should go to Rav Zera. Now, on this Raya of Rav Yaakov Emden, L'chorah one could argue and say that no, a Goylam has a Koyach Hashmiya, but not a Koyach Hadibur. Why is that? Because we know that what separates the human from the animal kingdom is the Ruach Memalilah, the Koyach Hadibur, the ability to speak. So a behemoth can hear. You call to an animal, it'll come. You say fetch to the dog, it goes to fetch. So maybe a goylam has koyach hashmiya, but not koyach hadibur. But Yaakov Emden sees fit to say that this goylam doesn't have koyach hashmiya or koyach hadibur. Then he says that it's a davar pashut, that you can't use him for a minion, and it's a davar pashut also, like his father says, that if you kill him, you're not over on a maisa hariga. And he finishes off the tshuva with a fascinating thing. He says, agav, azgir kan masha shamati mi pe kodesh, Adoni Moreno Arazal, his father, Mashakoro, but Oysa Shinoitsa are the Zikna Ergoyner Bel Yobal Shem Zal, ki Acha Sharau Hoylech the Godel Ma'oid. This Goylem that Rebel Yobal Shem, Rebel Yo Michel, created, he was Hoylech the Godel Ma'oid. He was getting larger. Nisiore, he was afraid, Shla Yachriv Oylem, that he was going to destroy the world. Al Kain, Lokach, the Nitak Mimenu Hashem, Shahoyu Dovuk Adain B'mitzchah. This Goyim that Rabbi Yehuda Baal Shem created had some sort of Shem on his forehead, in which he was getting his energy and strength from. So Rabbi Yehuda Baal Shem went over to remove the Shem from his forehead. Ba'al Yedei Zeh Nisbatel V'shav La'afrei. Once Rabbi Yehuda Baal Shem took away the Shem from his forehead, he collapsed into a pile of dust. Aval hezikoy ve'osa boisrita b'fonov ba'oishin es asik b'netikas Hashem imenu b'chazaka. As Rabbi Yehuda Baal Shem was pulling out the Shem from the forehead of the Goyim scratched him and scarred him on his face, also by Srita Bafanov, because he didn't want him to actually kill him. So he got some sort of scar and was maimed from this Goylam as he was taking away his life. This is the Tshuva of Rabbi Yaakov Emden regarding his father Shaila and Tshuvas Chacham Tzvi. One other Maramakim I want to discuss before we get down to the nitty gritty is the Shlah. The Shlah in Parashas Vayeshev. It's Ois, Nun Zayin, the new Shlahs. He says like this. The pasuk says, "Vayavi Yosef as the bosom ro lavim." Yosef came and snitched to Yaakov Avinu about the brothers. What did he say? He said that they were doing three things. Number one, they were making fun and belittling the children of Shvachos. Number two, they were eating Eivir Menachai. And number three, he was choshed that they were being over on Arayis. This is all a Medrash Rabbah. Frecht the Veld, how could he say such a thing? Yosef and the brothers, this is what was going on between them. Gil Arayis. Eivir Menachai. So he says an unbelievable thing. The Shlah is Medayik, the Lashon of Vayove Yosef as Dibasim. Normally we say somebody is Moitzi Diba. He creates slanderous libels. You're Moitzi Diba. You make it up. Well, he doesn't say he made it up. It says Vayove. He just brought it. It seems to say, to suggest that the Shlah, that there was some truth in what Yosef was saying. And the Shlah says as follows. That Sefer Yitzira was written by Adam HaRishon. Partially, that part he says, that Avram Avinu also Sefer Yetzirah u'masar li Yitzchak. Avram Avinu definitely had a part in Sefer Yetzirah. He passed it down to Yitzchak, the Yitzchak li Yaakov. Yitzchak gave it to Yaakov, and Yaakov gave it to the sons that were children of Rachel and Leah. Because the Gemara says that you don't give over Sisrei Torah only to miyuchasin shebechol dar vadar. And therefore, he gave it only over to the children of Rachel and Leah, not to the children of Bilhah and Zilpah. And the Shvatim were using Sefer Yetzirah, and they created for themselves an animal through Sefer Yetzirah, and they went and ate that animal without Shechita. Yosef, the onlooker, sees, they take an animal that walks like an animal, and looks like an animal, and smells like an animal, and they're eating it without Maisa Shechita. Eivir Menachai, he goes and tells his father, they're eating Eivir Menachai, because Yosef in his eyes saw them doing a Maisa of Eivir Menachai. In truth, this was a behemoth that was created out of Sefer Yetzirah. Likewise, says the Shlach, they created a lady through Sefer Yetzirah, and they were walking with her. And Yosef said, oh, they're Choshel Gil Arayis. And the third thing that they were being mezalzel in the Bnei HaShvachos is because they said, oh, let's hear Sefer Yetzirah. And they said, no, you can't hear Sefer Yetzirah because you're not miyuchasim like the Gemara says. So the Shlach says this, Vayove Yosef, he brought it to them. It wasn't something that Yosef had conjured up in his mind, libel that they were eating Eivir Menachai. He saw them eating Eivir Menachai. He didn't know what was going on behind the scenes, but this was Eivir Menachai that was created through Sefer Yetzirah. So here we have Sefer Yetzirah. We come out from the Chacham Tzvi and Rabbi Yaakov Emden for a Dover Poshet that something that's created through Sefer Yetzirah, you cannot use them for a minion because that was the right that Reb Zera had to kill Rava's being, and there's no issue of Shvicha. So I want to get to cloning very quickly. What is cloning in a nutshell? Cloning is as follows. You take the egg of a lady, and in every normal cell in the body, the deoxyribonucleic acid, otherwise known as DNA, is made up of 46 chromosomes. 23 are given from the father, 23 come from the mother. The 23rd pair of chromosomes decides whether or not this offspring is male or female. If it's XX, it's female. If it's XY, it is male. The mother gives over the X. The father gives over either an X or a Y. And if he gives over his X, it'll be a female. If he gives over Y, it'll be a male. So what is cloning? Cloning says, we'll take an egg. We'll wipe clean the template of its chromosomes. So now we have an empty cell that we can now insert into it chromosomes, which would normally be 23 from the father and 23 from the mother. We don't do that. What do? We take a cell from anywhere else in a person's body. We'll call him Reuven. We take a cell from his nose. And we take the 46 chromosomes that he has that are given to him by his father and mother, and we implant it into the egg that we just washed clean. And now the organism that will come out of this new cell will be an identical copy of Reuven, because it has his chromosomes. Now, don't get nervous or concerned. They're not anywhere close to doing this with humans. They have done it with animals, famous Dolly the sheep, but they're not anywhere close. They've hit a brick wall as far as humans are concerned. So here's our question. What would be if, in 50, 60 years' time, the advances in science will enable us to create a human being through cloning? What then will this human being have? Is it comparable to this clair that we have of Sefer Yetzirah, the godless of halacha? Is that everything you could find the source for it? When telephones came out, there was a big machlekes haposkim, can you use a telephone to be mitzi somebody in Havdalah or Kriyas HaMegillah? The Minchas Elazar wanted to suggest at the time that if there is a lady who doesn't have somebody to make Havdalah for her, she could hear Havdalah over the telephone. Other poskim argued, they brought a raya from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Shama, if somebody's blowing a shofar in a bar, if you heard the sound of the shofar, yaitz, but if you hear the echo reverberating, kol havara Shama, la yatsa, perhaps that would be analogous to the telephone. But l'chaira, the place to look regarding the cloning would be Nageya to this Sefer Yetzirah. One of my brachim told me, he said, cloning would be a maritika thing, Rabbi. You know why? I'll stay in bed the whole day. I'll send my phone down to the base medrash. And that's the mashgiach will think I'm in the base medrash. I told him, you're a nar. Because if we could clone you, we'll clone the mashgiach also. We'll have one in the base medrash, one in your bedroom. So you won't sleep. So here we have the concept of cloning. It'll be very Negeah. Let's go back for a second in Hilchos Pesach to the Goylem in Simin Tav Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Ches wants to know who you can use for Bedikas Chametz. And the Mishnah Berurah says as follows: V'hine midina yochal lismoich ba'bedika afilu al nashim ba'avodim parentheses v'loy al shivcha nochus shalanu. You can't use our goytas, but women and servants uktanim, you could use them midina for bedikas chametz. Mikamakum lechatchila nachon shloim lismech ela al anoshim bnei chayin sheigiu lechametz. Is tahinu miyud gimel shana ve'elach lefi shehabedika kehilchus ayish b'toyrach gadol. It's a very big burden. V'yesh lachas shema yisatzlu v'lo yivduku yafa. Maybe they'll become lazy. So you could say as far that a goyim doesn't become lazy, and for him it's not a tircha yisera, and he would be allowed to go and do bedikas chametz. On the other hand, you could say the flip side, that the noshim, the avodim, and the ketanim, like the Yaakov Emden said, at least have das kalisha. They understand what they're doing, what they're looking for. Mashenke in the goyim, if he's on a level, a stage below in das, so even though he doesn't get lazy, but he doesn't understand the concept of what he's doing, you wouldn't be allowed to use him. So, there's an interesting raya that the Achronim want to bring from a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, says a story that Maisa Reb Eliezer Shenichmas Beis Haknesses Vleimotza Asara. He didn't find a minion. V'shicher Avdoi V'shlimer La Asara. He was Meshacher Avdoi, and he used him as the tenth man for the minion. So the Gemara has a kasha. If there's an isser of lo'ilum b'am tavoidu, that you're not allowed to free your eved, so how could Rebbe Elazar go and be Meshacher Avdoi? And the Gemara in Gittin says, mitzvah shani. A mitzvah is different. It's interesting. This Gemara finds itself also in Brachos, taf mem zayin on the base. And over there, the Gemara answers, mitzvah de rabim shani. A mitzvah of the rabim is different. The Rosh in Brachos wants to suggest, as a habamina, old Rishonim asked this question, that davening with a minion is at best a din derabbanan, perhaps even less. And this is a deraisa, so how could a derabbanan be doichel a deraisa? All the Rishonim asked this kasha. The Rosh wants to suggest in the Hava Mina that maybe it was Parsha Zachar. And if it was Parsha Zachar, then the minion was deraisa. So then it's asei, doicha, lois asei. But then he says that can't be the pshat. And the Rishonim are all bothered by this question. And there's various terutzim. The Ramban says, based on the Gemara in Brachos, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes into a Beis HaKnesses and there's no minion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol runs away and he's Miyad Koyes. So in order to counteract this kas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there should come and not be a minion, you would be allowed to be Doicha the Asay. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin says an unbelievable thing. He says the Isser of La'olam Bem Tavoidu is because a firm Yid has to sit and learn every single second of the day. V'gisa b'yom v'alayla. Nor us, we're humans. We need somebody to shine our shoes because we're respectable b'nei Torah. We look, go outside. Our shirts have to be ironed. Our ties have to be neat. If you have an Eved, he can do that for you. Now you can sit and learn the whole day. If you free your Eved, who's going to shine your shoes for you? So you're going to be over the Isser of V'gisa b'yom v'alayla. Comes out, like the Achronim, based on this chinuch, if you're gonna free, emancipate your slave in order to enable you to do another mitzvah, then you're not over anything. Because what's the reason is the Isser of Laila Ben Tavoidu? Because you need to do every mitzvah. So if you come to Shul and there's no minion, you need a minion. So if you're freeing your slave to enable you to do another mitzvah, so then that is good for the point of the Isser of Laila Ben Tavoidu. So then you'd be allowed to do that.
Also, if you would have 20 slaves,
yeah,
and you only need 5.
But then you'd have then 20. If you had 20 slaves, you'd have 20 pairs of shoes. Yeah, okay. Fine. Just as time is running out. But Lemaisa, this concept of cloning is l'chayra, not daima, zogin the paiskim, that to the case of Sefer Yetzirah. Because Sefer Yetzirah, you're creating somebody in a miraculous fashion, Maisa Nisi, and he's absolutely nothing to do with the genetic makeup of a human being. Masha'in Kain, if science will ever get to a stage of being able to clone, so it just means that instead of giving 23 chromosomes from the father and 23 from the mother, we've managed to take it from somebody else. But then everything from there on is going to be through normal ways of reproduction. So yes, they give this cell electromagnetic shocks to tell it to split, but then they implant it into a human and it grows as a normal person. So it's a medical wonder, a medical miracle to be able to start off like that. But once you get that original cell, it's done, kiderech ha'olam, and like the Lashon of the Chacham Tzvi, it will be considered an uber shenoitzar bimei isha, and it would definitely be considered a full human being, and it's not doima to the case of Sefer Yetzirah. Just as an interesting clair, we can, food for thought, let's say we'll be able to clone a human. How do we view this human being? Side number one, you could say, is that this human is the same person as Reuven, because you took Reuven's chromosomes and now you're copying it. Does that mean that the clone now is married to Reuven's wife? Or let's say Reuven's a Kohen. Does that make this clone a Kohen? Better yet, does the clone Yarshin Reuven's father? Is he a brother of Reuven? Then he'll Yarshin his father. If it's Reuven himself, he'll definitely Yarshin his father. How about this? If you take a clone, and instead of using a male to copy the 46 chromosomes into the egg donor that we've wiped clean its chromosomes, let's say you take the 46 chromosomes from a lady, and now you put it into the egg of a lady that we've wiped clean, and now you implant it into a third lady. So here you will have somebody that has 3 mothers and no father. Following? Doesn't have a father. Who's the father here? A father normally gives a 23 chromosomes. There's no 23 chromosomes here given by a father. And you'll have, perhaps as far as to say that the egg should be considered the mother, and you'll have a third side to say that maybe the surrogate who's carrying this should be considered the mother. So here you'll have a person that will have 3 mothers and no father. That's a very confusing mother. So these are the shilas that perhaps will come up through Sefer Yetzirah. How much more time do we have? We don't. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you much.
And Alech Ligit Kosher and Pesach. Thank you.